Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a nice Veterans Day and you thought about the armed services and the people in your life who have contributed to that, whether it's you or a relative or a friend.
Woot.
Woot, woot.
Thanks, vets.
Yeah, thanks, vets. All the things we enjoy today in America, it's easy to forget that people gave a lot up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the ultimate sacrifice. We went and celebrated a friend of ours. Do you want to start with the Hooman party?
Yeah, we can start.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Really?
Oh, what are you going to talk about? Your flowers?
It's funny you ask. I do have a story about those. But actually, we do have another thing, but maybe we save that for a little bit.
Yeah, we can do that whenever.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I'm excited about it, though.
But I know Vinny wants to hear about the party.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the best
we all want to hear about the party.
The best part about the party was leaving. We had such a caper when we left. He did it at a hotel down in Menlo Park. He is Hooman. He turned 50 years old, longtime person on the show for 25 years, and he's been gone. He's doing his own thing. He does this thing where he's somehow raising either his own money or he's finding ways to raise money to paint murals in Israel. I'm not kidding. That's
well,
like, that's his thing.
He's certainly got a lot of Tony friends. I mean, well,
you know,
or acquaintances.
He doesn't know any. He goes, so this party is lovely, right? It's at a nice hotel. It's there were a ton of people there. And I'm looking around the room going, I do know some of these people. I've been to other Hooman parties and, you know, I've been alive in this area.
If you're new to the show, Hooman was Sarah's boy. Like, they were tight, really tight.
Oh, for years and years.
For a long time, really, really tight.
He was a big part of this show and its success for many, many years. Like, that guy, through thick and thin, that guy was with me.
Right.
And we were really close. We're not as close as we used to be, mostly because of politics, which it blows. It's done it to, you know, the best of friends get broken, families get blown apart by this stuff. So, but we are friends and we are pretty close and we both make an effort to put that stuff aside and see each other. He looked great, by the way. He's wearing this like pink jacket and, you know, he's 50. He's like, F it. I'm going
I saw
for
a
it.
Couple pictures and it looked fun. Yeah. That's why I'm interested. Let me hear this.
So we were there and we're having a good time and we have our own little unit. It's me and John and hot ass Danielle and Maddie. We're the core of it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're hanging out and everything. And we get a little dinner and Hooman just keeps dropping people off at our table.
Is hot ass Danielle there alone?
She is. Yeah.
I know.
All right.
She came alone. I did feel her leg though we talked about doing that on the show.
I thought we talked about you touching her butt.
No, I didn't get her butt. I didn't.
You didn't get her butt.
That's what we talked about.
Though. You know, weirdly, I got some backdoor action. You know, that's we'll get to that part of the story though.
That's not that weird. We know you.
No.
We've heard all your stories.
This is a weirder story.
We were all here for the secret shows days.
So there we are at this party and it's jam packed. I mean, he invited 1,400 people and I want to say 400 people were there. Like it's we're jammed. You can't hear anything. The music is so loud.
I hate that.
It becomes this thing where you're screaming. So, and Danielle was a little under the weather. I guess she'd partied the night before. She's like, it's like 8 o'clock. She's like, I'm going upstairs. I'm like, all right. And the party started at 6. It goes till 10.
Did you help her up the stairs?
I did not. I was not present when she left. I was circulating.
Almost like she snuck away. I don't know.
Don't say that.
Well, it was almost like that. But except that she wasn't feeling well.
No,
I mean,
she
think that
showed
was
up.
Like somewhat established.
She'd had a little fun the night before. So. Yeah.
So then there we are. Hanging out, and it's getting to be about I don't know 8:30, and John's off doing his own thing, and I'm kind of I think Maddie and I were just hanging. I can't remember who I was with, but I just started to feel like I'm tired. I can't. I'm losing my voice from yelling over this music, and I've just had enough. And John and I have been talking about not staying. We have a room, but we're thinking, it's so much nicer just to drive home. It's only an hour, and then you're in your own bed, and you wake up there. So I go up to the room and I text John. I'm like, no rush, but when you're ready. So he pops, he's there 2 seconds later. And he goes, I found your back door. And I'm like, what? What? Because the way this hotel is set up, the elevator takes you down and opens up into the party space. And he's like, I don't want to carry all our stuff out of this hotel. It can, like, bye, you know, and we're on our way out the door. And then you got to go out there and wait at the valet stand. He goes, so I found a back door.
Oh.
It's not as fun, but it was. I did think to myself, Vinny's going to love that, you know, I got some back door action.
Not this so, kind. Yeah. This is no good.
So John finds this, like, back staircase. And we there we are, humping all our stuff down, all our luggage.
How much do you bring?
Enough that we had like a garment bag, and John had his guitar, and we had, you know, I had my laptop, because I thought we were going to stay and
jam.
Well, that, and just, you know, to be comfortable in the room. So we each had a bag. We had a bunch of stuff, enough that it was like a pain in the ass. So little things. So we go down, and we're in the belly of this hotel, but it's abandoned. Like, everyone's clearly out front enjoying the party. They're doing the front door action. And we're like, so we walk down and we find ourselves in this alley behind the hotel. And I'm like, just put all the stuff here next to me and run around and get the car. So he runs through, it goes through the back alley and gets
He left
down.
You in an alley?
He left me in an alley.
With stuff?
With all the stuff, yeah. It was Menlo Park. It's very posh, very okay. upscale.
All right.
I felt very safe there because I wouldn't have otherwise let him leave me in an alley. But I was ducked down behind a car. So there's that. So he goes around and he comes
Very
and he
brave
picks
of you.
Me up. We open up. I huck the stuff in and we take off. I'm like, oh my God. It was like a caper where we escaped from Alcatraz. It was really fun.
And you all gave me your room.
Yeah.
I didn't bring anything. And it's like 11 o'clock. So I'm going to drive home.
Oh, so you just drove home.
Driving home, blue lights. I have not been pulled over in many years. And I was so, like, you have that moment of, first of all, my moment was, whew, thank God I'm not drinking. But then it's like, what's going on? What did I do?
Right.
You know? Officer Guzman, you were the best.
Guzman.
CHP Officer Guzman. Evidently, my registration is like a month overdue. So, but he was very nice and quick and only gave me a warning. But I really enjoyed the part where he asked me if I've been drinking. And I'm like, nope. Because I told him it was a birthday party. He's like,
yeah. Well, that was the...
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the registration is not a reason to pull someone over unless it's Saturday night and you're thinking...
At 11 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's this guy going?
But, yeah, after my heart got out of my my backside, I was
Oh, you
fine.
Got backdoor action too.
Woo!
Falling out
there was a lot of ladies there, Vinny.
Yeah, so tell us.
Yeah, so I had a different
tell
experience.
Tell us it from your perspective.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Maddie on the scene.
Human made me give a speech, which he told me about 30 seconds before I had to do it.
Oh my God, I watched this whole thing from my room was direct, I'm telling you, one floor up, directly over where all this is happening. So I see all this happening as Human.
Well, so you could hear the party too.
Oh my God, it was so loud.
You'd have been bummed, right?
That was one of the reasons. I'm like, I'm never going to fall asleep. That kind of music. So Human first goes, I don't know anybody here. I'm like, you rat. He just invites anyone that ever crosses his path. And then he goes, but I do know this one guy. And he introduces Maddie.
He actually said that. I don't know anybody here, but I do know this
and
guy.
And he stole my joke.
What was it?
My opening joke was, I don't know a lot of you, but neither does Human, so no big deal. That was the only thing
true.
I had prepared.
I was like, who the F are all these people? Then, I mean, there were people that we knew there, but
yeah,
not that
I would
many.
Say 15 to 20. That like I've seen before, I know, or I've met before, out of that whole bunch. And everybody that I knew that has known Human a long time had the same experience and said maybe 10, 15 people here are like really
you know,
good friends with
if you know Human a long time, and we all have,
yeah.
One of the things he will say, he's not embarrassed about it. He'll brag about it. He likes to post impressive things. It doesn't matter if he paid for it or someone paid for it. So as far as like for his
it's
visuals,
look big.
It looked gigantic. It doesn't matter that, you know, he said outright, I don't know all of you,
yeah.
But in the photo, he's not going to say that.
Absolutely not.
Instagram, here I am with all my friends.
All my people. So it rallied for my birthday. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's happy about it.
It does seem to be very important to him.
It was true. It was fun. But I don't, I just get tired of small talk. I really do.
And it was so loud, like scream. Yeah. I was just catching up with people.
It was loud, but it was a party, you know, it was, but it, yeah.
I just can't hear anything at all anymore.
But there was a few people that I really wanted to see and I got to see.
You know what makes small talk interesting?
What's that?
Alcohol.
Yeah, and people think they're getting more interesting as the night's going.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is you've got to be with them on that same wave, and then you're all good, and you can go all night like that. But I don't even go to parties anymore because I show up and I think, this isn't for me.
Right.
This is not for me. I should not be where everyone's getting ripped. I'm not having fun. I don't want to pretend I am. I'm out of here.
Speaking of getting ripped, John and I were up in the hotel room, and we're getting ready for the party, and we're about to, we want to walk down first and get some dinner at the hotel restaurant. Oh, nice. So we're meeting Maddie there and Danielle's going to meet us. And we come out of our room and turn the corner and there is this chick who's barely wearing clothes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She had like a skank skin jacket on and stuff. So
skank skin.
So I could see most of her boobs and in a dress that was flopping around. She looked great. So, and she's all like kind of like a bleached out blonde, like just looked.
Where was she when I was there?
She was sitting next to you at the table. The girl with the boobs hanging out the front of her black dress.
Danielle? Are you talking about Danielle?
I'm not talking about Danielle. She was sitting. Oh, maybe she had gotten up from the table by the time you got there.
I think I would have remembered that.
Yeah. I don't want to say her name.
It's a sad reality of being heterosexual that those things usually don't get past you.
Oh, right. Her. Yes. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. So she's just looks like like a bonkers party girl.
Okay.
And I don't know her, but I think she thinks she knows me. I can't tell.
Well, lots of people know you.
She comes around, she's walking down the hall, and this is 5 p.m.
And she's ripped.
I don't know.
Or she can't balance on her heels.
Maybe. But she's all like, I don't know this person. And she's all, hey, how are you guys doing? I'm like, we're fine, lady. Don't throw up on me is what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy.
And she's all like, I just took a bunch of mushrooms. I'm having a great time. I'm like, okay. And I don't know if she's going to this party. I don't know who this person is. And we get downstairs. And Hooman does this. We're waiting for our two friends. It's me and my husband. We're waiting on Maddie and Danielle. We're going to have a little four. We're at a four top.
I can't believe Danielle came to Menlo Park alone.
And then was just like, I'm so ill. I'm going to go to my room. I'm in bed. She had partied the night before. So, but I'm waiting there and I'm just going to have a private dinner. Just me and my husband and my friends. And Hooman keeps dropping people off at our table. Like I was getting miffed. I don't know that dude that was sitting there. He dropped off at least two other girls. Then there was this, and then he dropped that girl off at my table. I'm all like, am I going to have to pay for these people's meals?
Oh, they all ordered food too?
Well, there was just like people would like order a drink, whatever. So I'm sure I picked up some people. I know I picked up one person's food, but it was just very, I was getting kind of a vibe. Like he was just dumping people on our table. I was like, Hooman, waiting here for my, you know, it's 5 o'clock. We're not officially on the clock yet with the party thing.
Yeah. And the one gentleman that was there, he was a new rando for Hooman too.
He had just met Hooman.
And like, I don't know why he thinks that was like,
a cool
we want to hang out with
we
this.
We don't want to hang out with your non-friends.
But it's so Hooman though. Like it's just, it's so Hooman. It doesn't.
Yeah, let me just walk you over here and dump you off at my friend's table.
I love it.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I didn't. And by 8:30, I was like, okay. I love Hooman. You know what? I used to love Hooman's parties where it was like 40 people and Corey Rosen would have games ready and we'd have like a whole huge game thing. And even though we sort of whined about it, those were fun parties. It was a good time. And I knew everybody there.
Were you there for the rapping? Like after my speech, then he had like.
I saw them get up there and I went. And then John walked in the room and goes, I found a back door. I'm like,
yeah.
We're out of here.
Yeah, that was nothing like. Middle-aged white people rapping.
Yeah. Well, they do.
I thought you were like rapping, like paper, like rapping.
Those guys are famous for their raps, though. Like, I mean, in the way that they have made themselves famous by showing up and rapping everywhere, they're like so into it. They're so into it.
Who are these guys?
I don't want to say their names. They're good. They're actually friends of mine. Or I'm friendly with them, but they're longtime friends of Hooman's.
Very long, yeah.
Very, very. They're like, you know.
And they rap.
They do. They come up with their own raps, and they're about, you know, the people that are being celebrated that day. That, you know, they.
Oh, so do they write and practice these things, or are these people just really good at spitting rhymes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Even though they've written them and practiced them, they're not that good at spitting them, but they love it so much.
All right.
Like, they really are super happy to be doing it, and everyone stands around going like this. I don't know this guy or these people. No. That's not who.
Really?
Hold on.
I don't know this person.
I'm
going
to write down the name. I really don't know.
You do know this person.
I don't think I do.
You've heard the name for sure. Here you go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And her husband.
Yeah, you've hung with them too.
I really like them.
Yeah.
Their heart is in the right place. They are fabulous. But they do these raps that you're just like, okay, this is great.
Yeah, and then I forget how many randos just kind of popped up, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
After my speech, it was all downhill.
That is true. Yours was short and sweet, and I was like, I think I recorded it. I think I sent it to you.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and because I'm like, might as well.
Well, you guys
I have a great view.
Big time adventures.
Mm. Yeah, we did.
I like it.
And there was more, too. There's other stuff that we...
What?
Nothing, not really about that. We just had another thing we considered starting the show with.
What is it?
It's like a throwback thing. You'll see.
Do you want to?
We'll do it at, let me take a break here and we'll come back and do it.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Yes.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I was.
Because I don't want to do that. I want you to do it right now.
But I need to do the things. Right. So we're going to play the song and then we'll be done. See you in a second. Hang on. You can do it.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.